Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were comparing today's abortion of babies to the offering of babies to Baal. Let's continue with that thought. Foundation for the Bible. But just as babies were offered in Nineveh on an idol to Baal, and it's interesting how they would do that. They would get the drums out and get a strong beat-driven music going. And the people get so moved by it and get moving into it and with the music, be so driven by the music, that they would take their own children, their own babies, and on that Baal, that altar of Baal, where the fire be burning under the idol, they would lay the baby on the hot metal, but with the loud music and the drums drowning out the cry of the baby, they would offer that baby in a sacrifice to Baal, much as today they offer babies in sacrifice to use their bodily parts for profit. They were also pushing in today's society babies being aborted, sacrificed for the most evil things to think of ethnic or racial cleansing, getting rid of a cultural group, kind of a thing like Nazism. Abortion is something that's very, in my opinion, Nazi-like. And even more so, satanic, because the devil is the one who wants the death of all people. Now, we also see it when we want to preserve guilty blood. Guilty blood that has shed innocent blood of others. Now, as a Christian, we should hope that every person on death row gets saved, receives Christ as Savior, even a mass murderer who may have murdered children. Remember, the cross, only one of three people that day was innocent who was being executed. Yet, Jesus saved the other man who turned to him in repentance and faith. But he did not cause the man to come down from the cross and live, although he could have, I guess, but he didn't. You see, the man still needed to pay for his crimes in this life, in this flesh, and so he did. But his soul, his spirit was saved that very day on the cross. And so, although he might have eternal life in heaven, the debt needed to be paid that was owed to man. In heaven, we have a new body that's fashioned like unto Christ's glorious body. However, if a man dies without the Lord Jesus Christ, the pain of the punishment will far exceed any and all pleasures of the joys of man. Now, don't miss this, but man is not in heaven with a reward. By that I mean, he is saved so as by fire, and he just doesn't live a life of the Lord. He got saved, but he didn't live for the Lord. He didn't obey the Lord, even though he may have truly been saved. He's saved so as by fire, ashamed at his appearing. There'll be no rewards in heaven for him. Oh, he's in heaven. He's got a place to stay and live and all that. But ruling and reigning, I don't believe that he will. Nothing to show for his life on earth with which he could honor Jesus Christ. But for the man in hell, the pain of the punishment is far greater than the pleasure of doing sin and evil on this earth. And by the way, let me say this to parents out there. In your child rearing, make the pain of the punishment far greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. And it'll be one of the best ways, I believe, that you can help to train your children in the ways of righteousness. So we see here that Nineveh is a bloody city, but not only a bloody city, we see it's also filled with lies and robbery. That day, it's the richest city on earth. And yet, it is filled with lies and robbery, even though it's the richest city on earth. And it's the capital of the Assyrian kingdom. It's interesting that after reading chapter 2 and seeing the great store of wealth in the entire city, there's still a problem with lying and stealing. And the problem also is their own people are doing it to one another. You see, when your heart is steeped in the material, you will never be finally satisfied. You'll always want more. You'll think what they have is better than yours, and you'll want to take it if you can't buy it. That's the way it was. Education does not change a person's heart. Education does not bring satisfaction to the heart and soul. I'm not against education. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is, you take a guy that steals from the five and dime store, or he steals at the convenience store or whatever, you give him an education, and his heart does not change, he may go out and embezzle millions from a company instead of just stealing from $50 here, $20 there, breaking into a house and whatever. And so the heart needs to be changed. It's the heart that is wicked above all imagination. It's deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? You know, Jeremiah chapter 17, in verse 9 and 10, where it says, the heart is deceitfully wicked, and who can know it? The idea was that with all the learning of man, you put all the science and math and everything else of man combined, and all of his greatest abilities of testing and discovery and insight and everything that you can add in that, he still cannot discover the very depths of the depravity in any man's heart. Wow. You say, well, I don't think we're that bad. Well, no, we have a tendency to think that way. We're not that bad. But understand, we're not the judge. And all holy and all righteous God is. And he's the one with whom we have to do. But again, we see that these people, though they live in an affluent society, are stealing from one another. You know, the Bible says if a man won't work, he doesn't eat. Now, that's not my words. That's God's words. And, of course, I don't ever believe that God has ever made an error. And he hasn't. So, when he says if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. I don't like the idea of a welfare that just doesn't help people, but gives them work to do so they can feel at least they earned what they received. Some people may only be able to pick up paper off the ground. Other people may be able to sweep a street. Other people may be able to sit at a desk in a government place and just welcome visitors. But whatever it is, let them work. Let them earn. That's not being hard. That's being trying to help them to have a little bit of pride, and I mean pride in a good way, that says, I've earned what I've gotten. I've earn what I've received from my government. And so I just kind of believe that. But even if you socialize everything and you said, okay, everybody's got to live on $50,000 a year, straight across the board, everybody gets $50,000 a year, there's still going to be people that still try to take from others because they want more. Now, there are people that will deny that. No, not when everybody has the same thing. Well, that's a lie. If you believe that, as the old saying goes, if you believe that, then let me sell you some stock in the Brooklyn Bridge, okay? And so, again, that is so wrong. Now, the progress of civilization, you look at that. We say, oh, our education is so good in this country. You really think our education is that great in this country? We took God out of the schools. We are promoting gender and other things in the schools now that are just totally wrong. I've never been able to figure out why they say we've advanced so far in science and they can't figure out if a man was born a man or if a woman was born a woman. And, boy, any farm boy would know that. But for some reason or another, these guys have no common sense to be able to understand that. But the progress of civilization and our education here in America and around the world, we say it's great. Is that why there's no violence, no lying, no adultery, no murder? Again, take the uneducated, educate them. You go from robbing convenience stores to embezzling millions and driving up prices, by the way. You see, education is not righteousness nor holiness, especially in this day when we've kicked God and morals and things of that nature out of the schools and brought in its place depravity and debauchery with homosexuality and gender problems, which the Bible teaches against all of those things. I was looking at the cartoon in the newspaper recently that is titled Mallard Fillmore. He depicted in this article that the most feared words for any parent today are, "It's a boy." Now, that wouldn't be funny if there wasn't such a anti-man thing. Look, don't mistreat women. Don't mistreat men. Don't mistreat black. Don't mistreat Asian. Don't mistreat white. We are humans. And every human being, regardless of his race or color, needs the Lord Jesus Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.